While teaching the people, Jesus spoke to them about John the Baptist. He warmly praised this great prophet who had been sent by God to prepare the way for the Lord's ministry on earth. The Israelites, on the whole, had enthusiastically responded to John's call to repentance, while the self-righteous Pharisees had scornfully rejected it. Having refused John's witness, they rejected all the more the one that John had been sent to announce. In spite of the signs and wonders, and the miracles of healing accomplished by the Lord in the sight of all Israel, works that displayed his messianic power and authority, the scribes and Pharisees refused to believe in Jesus. From then on, the opposition and hatred coming from the ranks of the nation's leaders grew stronger as time went by. There was, however, one among them who was less prejudiced than the others. His name was Simon. He was a Pharisee, and yet he invited Jesus to have dinner with him. Jesus accepted his invitation, went to his house, and joined the others at Simon's table. Now there was a woman in that town who had lived a sinful life. When she heard that Jesus was dining with Simon, she took an alabaster jar of perfume and entered the house. Jesus was reclining at the table, and the woman stood behind him at his feet. She was weeping and began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. When Simon saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him, and what kind of woman she is. He would know that she is a sinner." Jesus knew what he was thinking and said, "Simon, I have something to tell you." "Tell me, Master," he replied. "Two men owed money to a certain moneylender," said Jesus. "One owed him 500 pence, and the other 50. Neither of them could pay him back, so he cancelled the debts of both. Now which of them will love him more?" Simon replied, "I suppose the one who had the bigger debt." "You have judged correctly," Jesus replied. Then turning towards the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house, and you did not give me any water to wash my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears, and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss of greeting, but this woman, since I came here, has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with perfume. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loved much. But he to whom little has been forgiven loves little." Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." Those who were at table with him began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" But Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Prompted by faith and true repentance, this sinful woman had come humbly to receive God's forgiveness. The Saviour's compassion for the outcast and the lost, so different from the proud and contemptuous attitude of the Pharisees, had awakened within her feelings of thankfulness and love for the one who could save her from her life of misery. She had come to show her faith and gratitude by pouring expensive perfume on his feet, because she understood that he alone could bring peace and forgiveness to her troubled heart. Simon the Pharisee had honored Jesus by inviting him to his table, but he had not honored him with the marks of respect and hospitality given in Eastern countries to important people, as well as to friends. Water to refresh the feet, the welcoming kiss, and fragrant oil to anoint the head. Certain of his acceptance with God and sure of his rights, he did not feel accountable to Christ, nor in any way in need of him. Next episode, the Pharisees' blasphemy.